Hi. This week, the question is, when is it right to change churches? Now, last week we discussed when it was wrong to change churches. Under certain circumstances, it's wrong to make a change, but sometimes it's right. Sometimes it becomes necessary to change churches in order to serve God acceptably. And so we ask the question, when is it right to change churches? First, it's right to change churches when false doctrine is being taught. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction." From this passage, we learn there is such a thing as false teachers who teach false doctrine. Some people act as though it doesn't matter what we're taught or what we believe. Some people act as though everyone will go to heaven as long as they're sincere. But the Bible is saying that there is such a thing as false doctrine and false teachers. And the eternal destiny of men and women are jeopardized by such false doctrine. The best thing that could happen is for the false teacher to leave the congregation. In fact, the Bible teaches that false teachers are to be cast out of the church. Neither they nor their doctrine is supposed to be tolerated in the Lord's church. In Titus 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition." And so the false teacher should be rejected. But suppose the congregation fails to reject and cast out the false teacher. Suppose the congregation is swayed to believe and to advocate false doctrine. What is there left to do? In such circumstances, there is no other choice than to change churches and seek after a congregation that teaches the truth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, the Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, 'I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." Please notice verse 17 again that says, "Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord." This is the Lord telling us to separate ourselves from those who do not believe the truth. My friend, not only is it right to change churches when false doctrine is continuously taught, it is sinful to stay. God Himself commands that we separate ourselves from such unbelievers. Let me give you some specific examples. First, the Bible teaches baptism is immersion in water, Acts 8, verse 38. But when a church teaches sprinkling is just as good, well, it's time to change churches. Second, the Bible teaches baptism is not for infants, but rather it's for adults who believe in Jesus, Mark 16, verse 16. But when a church teaches infant baptism, it's time to change churches. This is false doctrine, and it cannot be tolerated. Third, the Bible teaches baptism is for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. But when a church teaches that men and women can be saved without baptism, it is time to change churches. This is false doctrine that will destroy the souls of men and women if it's tolerated. On and on we could go. The point is simply this. If false doctrine is being taught and advocated, the Lord Himself is saying, come out from among them and be separate. It's time to change churches. It's wrong to stay and participate where false doctrine is being taught. Second, it is right to change churches when false worship is being practiced. God has never allowed men to worship Him in just any way that they choose. In Genesis chapter 4, God did not accept the worship that Cain invented. In Deuteronomy 12, verse 13, God would not accept worship from his people in every place. In 1 Samuel 15, God did not accept the worship of King Saul. In 2 Chronicles 26, God did not accept the worship of King Uzziah. Over and over again, we are taught by example and explicit command that our worship must be as God commanded. He gave us a pattern of how to worship, and we are not allowed to change the pattern. Hebrews 8, verse 5, Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. God has instructed us in the New Testament scriptures exactly how to worship. Ephesians 5, verse 19 says the church is to sing without the use of mechanical instruments. In 1 Corinthians 14, 23, the church is to assemble together in one place for teaching of the scriptures, and there is to be no dividing into classes for public teaching of the word. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34 and 35, women are to remain silent during the public assembly of the church. They're not allowed to speak in the assembly. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 25, the church is to use one loaf of unleavened bread and one cup of grape juice for the Lord's Supper. More than one is wrong and unauthorized. In Acts 20 and verse 7, the church is to observe the Lord's Supper each week on the first day of the week. To many people, these things seem insignificant. Many think, what difference does it make if we use mechanical instruments of music, or if we allow the women to speak, or if we use a plurality of loaves and cups in the communion? What difference does it make? But while it seems rather trivial to our way of thinking, Jesus said in Luke 16, verse 10, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. But he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." In other words, when we refuse to keep minor, simple commands, then we demonstrate that we will be untrustworthy concerning major commands that come later. Again, Jesus said in Luke 6, verse 46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" When we choose to ignore even small commands given by Jesus, we demonstrate that he is really not the Lord of our lives. If you find yourself in a congregation that is not following the divine pattern for worship, then it's time for you to change churches. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.